And now turn back to Luke 17 and you'll understand it. Luke 19. And there you see in Luke 19, verse 9, the Lord says about Zacchaeus, "Today salvation from money has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham." The way Abraham was saved from money when Melchizedek met him. And now let me paraphrase verse 10. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those who are lost in the love of money." Those who are lost in sexual lust. Those who are lost in arrogance and pride. Those who are lost in ingratitude for what the Lord has done for them. Those who are lost in the fear of man. Those who are lost in seeking the approval of men more than the approval of God. The Son of Man has come to save them. Jesus saved Zacchaeus from the love of money. And I want to tell you, we can look at these examples and be challenged. But you'll never be saved from the love of money till Jesus saves you from it. You'll never be saved from the opinions of people till Jesus saves you from it. The Son of Man has come to save us. For many Christians, the only salvation they can think of is salvation from hell. That's the final end of our life, salvation from hell. But right now, He wants to save us from many things. He wants us to be saved from being a slave to the opinions of men, especially our relatives. Don't be a slave to the opinion of your relatives. You're a slave. You're not a slave of Jesus Christ. If you're a slave to the opinion of your relatives and your friends and all the other people who work in your office, you're worried about their opinion. My dear brother, sister, you are not a slave of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you that in Jesus' name. You're a slave of your relatives. You're a slave of your office colleagues. Get free from that. Jesus has come to save you from that slavery. Become a slave of Jesus Christ. He's come to save you from a slavery to money, where your mind is always occupied with... Now, if you're needy, definitely you need to think of how to make more money. But if when you already have so much, are you still thinking of how to make more money? Then you're definitely a slave of money. There are two different people. One is a needy person just trying to scrape, making ends meet month to month, and he's wondering, how can I make a little more money? How can I earn a little more? How can I work a little more? I met brothers like that in our churches who are struggling to make ends meet because they've got sick children and other needs in their home. They're always trying to find another job to be able to make ends meet. And then there are another type of people who do the same thing just to make more money. And they have plenty. And what do they do with that extra they make? Put it into their bank account and accumulate it. But they come and sit in church and say, yeah, we're saved. Saved from what? You're not saved from the love of money. You just want to be saved from hell. Jesus wants to save us in this life from lust, from anger, from the love of money, from bitterness, from showing off, from boasting, and from so many things like this. From be saved from the opinions of men and to be free. We don't realize what a lot of things you're enslaved to in your life. So don't only think of salvation as salvation from hell. My dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you, ask the Lord to save you from every wretched thing that's binding you down to this earth, so that you can, you know how these hot air balloons, I imagine this is how some they make these balloons go up. They dump more and more of the sandbags they have and they go more and more up. You know, that's, you know, dump out things that are of this earth and you go more and more up. If you have all those weights, the balloon will never go up. You've got to throw out all those sandbags which are there. Then you can go up. And that's what the Lord wants to do with us in our life. And I'll tell you, you won't lose thereby. You won't starve. You'll never starve. If you honor God, you'll never starve in your whole life. And I'll tell you, your children will not starve. Your grandchildren will not starve. You can believe that. Don't think that your carefully accumulating all this for your children and grandchildren is going to save them. Jesus can do a better job than you can do it. I believe that. I believe that 60 years ago and I believe it today. You honor God, He'll honor you. Please remember that, my dear brothers and sisters. God wants to bring a salvation to us way beyond what we imagine. And probably you've heard some new things today. I hope you will pay attention to them. I want to close with one verse in Ephesians in chapter 5. I wanted to show you this at the beginning, and I can show you now at the end. Ephesians 5, it says here in verse 10. It's a beautiful word. Have you seen this verse? Ephesians 5:10. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Please remember this verse. Ephesians 5:10. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Make that your goal in life. Lord, I may not learn all of a sudden, but I want to try. I want to try to learn what is pleasing to my Savior. Every day of my life, I want to learn a little more of what is pleasing to my Savior. Please help me. Say, Lord, I want to make this my education for the rest of my earthly life. Ephesians 5:10. I want to try, I'll try my best to learn what, you know, I'm glad the verse doesn't say, learn what is pleasing to the Lord. That would be, it's like a strong word and I get thrown back by it. But I like the way the Holy Spirit has put it. Try. Isn't that easier to accept? When a teacher says, not learn, but try to learn it. I like the gentleness of the Holy Spirit. And I say that to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, try to learn what will please the Lord in your life after what you heard today. Try to learn what you should do and what attitudes should change in your life to please the Lord in the light of what you heard today. God bless you. Let's pray. A moment of silence. And like I always say, if you have not forgiven anybody, please forgive him right now. Number one, God will not hear your prayer if you haven't forgiven someone. Right now, forgive that person and the other person and the other person. And then pray to the Lord and say, Lord, please help me to learn what is pleasing to you. How Zacchaeus learned and how he experienced salvation and how you saved him from the love of money. Save me also from the love of money. Save me from the love of seeking the honor of people. Save me, Lord, from seeking to please my relatives, seeking to please my fellow people in the office, seeking to please anyone. I want to please only you. Please show me, I'm trying to learn how to please you. Heavenly Father, we pray you'll help each one of us. In Jesus' name, Amen.